My next guest to talk about Parkinson's disease, epigenetics, neurodegenerative disease research, and more. She's a busy lady. Welcome to the morning show, Dr. Vivian Labrie, Assistant Professor, Center for Neurodegenerative Science. Dr. Labrie, good morning to you.
Well, thank you. Good morning.
Tell us about your background and what brought you to the Institute.
I'm a scientist from Toronto in Canada. I joined the Van Andel Research Institute about a month ago. And I came here because the scientific vision of the Van Andel aligns so well with my own research interests, that is, the epigenetic factors involved in neurodegenerative diseases. So it was really the outstanding research environment and the collaborative opportunities that were just too good to pass up. So I left my home of 16 years in Toronto to come here and start a research program here at the Van Andel.
We'll take care of you here in West Michigan. You made a good choice. Did you always want to go into research?
I did.
Yeah.
I started off really early wanting to, you know, just being very curious about why and how the brain works and different diseases that might affect, you know, healthy function. So from an early age, I was very curious about the functions of the brain.
That's great. Well, thank you again for bringing your talents to West Michigan. April is Parkinson's Awareness Month, so Dr. Labrie, if you would tell us about Parkinson's disease and why raising awareness is important.
So Parkinson's disease is a very serious neurodegenerative brain disorder. It affects 6.3 million people worldwide, and it's the 14th leading cause of death in the U.S. It progresses slowly with age, with most people's symptoms taking years to develop, and people will live 4 years with the disease as well. So as far as what's happening in the brain, there's a loss of neurons. So these are a type of brain cell in this region of the brain called the substantia nigra. And in this region is very much important for motor functions and smooth motor control. And what happens is in Parkinson's disease, once you attain a certain level of brain cell loss in this region, over 50% of brain neurons, then the symptoms appear. And so this process of brain cell loss is neurodegeneration. So I mentioned, you know, people with Parkinson's will get motor abnormalities, but there's also cognitive symptoms as well, things like problems with attention and memory, as well as mood disturbances. And right now there's, so Parkinson's, you know, is very debilitating and, you know, very difficult for caregivers. And right now there's no cure for Parkinson's. But that cure will kind of, better treatments will largely depend on better understanding of the mechanisms underlying this disease.
Hence why you go to work every day. If you can explain the focus of your research, what is epigenetics? And let's talk about the role it plays in neurodegenerative diseases such as Parkinson's and bring in Alzheimer's, if you would.
Right. So my research takes an in-depth look at the biological mechanisms involved in Parkinson's and Alzheimer's disease. And the ultimate goal is to kind of develop new treatments to improve the lives of these patients. Mm-hmm. So specifically, we examine the role of epigenetic factors, as you mentioned, in these diseases. So epigenetic marks cover the DNA. They act kind of like this overlaying a second code on top of the DNA sequence. And they determine which parts of the DNA will be active and which parts will be silent. So they're sort of like the gatekeeper, opening and closing the door to DNA. And that will affect the way that genes work and ultimately how the brain cells will function in individuals. And so in our research, we think that what's happening with these epigenetic marks is that they're changing over the course of a lifetime in a way that's unhealthy. So there's this accumulation of unhealthy epigenetic marks that change the way that genes function and the brain cells work and ultimately lead to symptoms of Parkinson's disease and Alzheimer's disease.
And in a nutshell, the biggest difference between Parkinson's and Alzheimer's is...
Well, there are symptom differences. So Alzheimer's tends to be more memory-based, whereas Parkinson's tends to have a very strong movement component. Also, the pathology of what's happening in the brain is somewhat different. Mm-hmm. So there's the accumulation of abnormalities in the brain tend to be a little bit different. But having said that, there is a lot of overlay between the two diseases. So sometimes pathologies related to a Parkinson's will appear in Alzheimer's disease and vice versa. Also, as I mentioned, both diseases have a memory impairment component.
Again, Dr. Vivian Labrie with us, Assistant Professor, Center for Neurodegenerative Science. Under the umbrella of the Van Andel Institute, Research Institute, would you talk about the projects and goals in your lab, please?
So as I mentioned, we think that there's epigenetic changes that are accumulating with age, so unhealthy epigenetic changes. And once there's enough epigenetic defects, the cells will begin to die off and symptoms can appear. So our goal at this point is to identify these key epigenetic changes that are involved in the disease. And we also want to understand the effect of these epigenetic changes on gene functions and cellular functions. So we then plan to use this information to develop new ways to diagnose Parkinson's and Alzheimer's disease early on, and to develop more effective treatments that will really get to the fundamental biology behind these neurodegenerative illnesses.
Cool. And the future. Where's the crystal ball when we talk about your future projects on the horizon?
So some of the future projects that we're looking at is we understand that there's this strong interaction between the DNA sequence, the code itself, mm-hmm. and epigenetic factors, where the DNA sequence can affect the likelihood of you accumulating rapid, unhealthy epigenetic changes. And so what we want to do is take a deeper look into this interaction between the DNA sequence and epigenetic factors. And we think by understanding which parts of the DNA code can enable the greatest epigenetic abnormalities, we can predict which individuals might be at greatest risk for Alzheimer's and Parkinson's. So the future horizons is sort of early diagnosis of these diseases.
As with many. Dr. LaBrie, how do we learn more information about the research being done under your leadership and at the VAI?
So I very much encourage listeners to visit our website at www.vai.org.
What do you do for fun?
Well, when I'm not thinking and breathing and living epigenetics and brain diseases, I am spending time horseback riding. So I enjoy competitive horseback riding in this discipline known as eventing.
Dressage?
No, eventing is the bread and butter of eventing is the cross-country course. So you go at a very high speed on your horse over jumps that are natural. So you'll do several miles and you'll have jumps like water and stone walls. It's a lot of fun. It's a big adrenaline rush.
I think there's a group in Richmond, Michigan that mm-hmm. does that.
Yeah.
Horse's name?
Amelie.
There we go. Thank you very much. Again, welcome to West Michigan. I know we'll speak again on behalf of the research that you do for Van Andel Research Institute. Dr. Vivian LaBrie, thank you.